Good morning. Welcome to Byron Community Church on this Easter Sunday. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Please stand with us as we begin our time of celebration this morning.
With you to me's lifetime act.
Let's pray together. Our Father, we want to thank you for this day where we can come together as a faith community to offer our worship to you in celebration of the greatest gift that we have ever received, that you who were killed has risen to life again. We thank you, Father, that through Jesus' blood we have been made new. And we thank you, Father, for the gift of Easter and pray, Father, that we will be forever reminded that we are Easter people. We thank you and we praise you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good morning. Please have a seat. Good morning and welcome again to Byron Community Church. We are so glad that you have chosen to be with us this morning as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Our choir, we have a choir usually at special occasions, and we have a number for you now.
We'll be right back.
always a tough act to follow. Good morning, everybody. Very good. This is the time of the service where we take just a moment or two to fill out those connect cards that you may have gotten on the way in. Weird. You may have gotten one on the way in. There may be one on the seat pocket in front of you. If not, just give a wave and an usher will bring you one. This is a great way to share any praise reports, things that have happened in your life where you've seen God working this week, or prayer requests, or just request a little bit more information. So we'll just take a couple moments to fill those out. Just take the next couple of minutes. We'll get up and meet and greet each other. And kids, you guys can head on down to Sunday school, and Miss Pat's got a good one for you today.
This is my prayer in the harvest, when favor and providence flow. I know I feel to be emptied again. The seed I've received, I will sow.
With all of my heart, and
I will praise you
with all of my strength, and
I will seek you
all of my days,
all of my days,
and I will follow Lord, all of your ways.
Following the service, we'll have lots of time to continue to meet and greet with each other over coffee and refreshments. At this point, I will invite the ushers to come forward as we present our tithes and offerings this morning. An usher will come up eventually. Just be patient. Let's pray. Gracious God, we praise you. You've given us so much, and you pour your blessings out on us each and every day. So we return to you a portion of that blessing in the form of our tithes and offerings, and ask that you use it to expand your kingdom to the very ends of the earth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. As the ushers are going around, we have just three announcements for you today. The Lighthouse Cafe coming up this Tuesday, meeting right out in the foyer at 7 o'clock, and this is going to be a pretty interesting topic. Serve and protect you, God, and the environment. So we're going to be looking at all things environmental and how that lines up with God and the Bible. It'll be a good one. We drink coffee. We usually have cheesecake or something delicious and hang out for an hour or so. So you're not going to want to miss that. Tuesday, 7 o'clock. Friday Night Live, I am really excited about this one. We have real live Jedis coming on Friday to train the kids. But look out, cookout, Darth Vader has vowed to show up. So hopefully the kids learn how to use their lightsabers very quickly. This is our monthly Friday Night Live adventure for kids ages 5 to 10. This Friday, 7 o'clock. It's going to be a good one. And the Evening with the Campbells are coming up fast. Wednesday, April 26th at 7 o'clock downstairs in the fireside room. The Campbells are missionaries that work in China. Of course, they were here just a few weeks ago, and Neil preached for us. This will be a good opportunity to learn more about their work in China, and as well, you'll have an opportunity to ask some questions about the different things that they get up to. So you're not going to want to miss that either. Wednesday, April 26th.
Jeff and Sabrina are going to sing a duet now. I think some of you will recognize the song. I believe Celine Dion sang it at one time, and we couldn't bring David Foster to play for Jeff and Sabrina, so they have to settle for me. But listen to it. Think of it in terms of a prayer. You might even think of it in terms of being an Easter prayer as we join together on this special day. So I'm going to ask Jeff and Sabrina now to bring us this selection.
I pray you'll be our eyes and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer as we go away. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe.
La luce che tu dai,
I pray you'll find your light.
Now cuore resterà,
and hold it in our heart.
A ricordarci che,
when stars go out each night,
l'eterna stella se,
oh,
nella mia preghiera,
let this be our prayer. When shadows fill our day,
lead us to a place,
guide us with your grace, give us space so we'll be safe.
Sogniamo mondo.
From above,
non troviamo,
we hope each soul will find
intorno dentro sé
another soul to love. Let this be our prayer. Let this be our prayer.
Just like every child.
Just like every child needs to find a place. Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be safe. To cages of
we are going to sing a song that we introduced a few weeks ago. I'm going to ask if you'll stand with us now. What a beautiful name it is.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God.
Now and forever.
Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Hey, hey you, hey, Broken, Cannabis.
Are you talking to me? My name's Clay.
Come on, Broken, you remember me, don't ya?
I said the name is Clay. And no, I don't remember you.
Broken, Clay, Cannabis, whatever.
No, Not whatever. The name is Clay.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Clay.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Hey, Broken, where have you been, man?
The name is Clay. And what do you mean, where have you been? Who are you, anyway?
Yeah, whatever. You may not remember me, but I sure remember you. Man, you were a legend. The way you used to party and carry on. Man, you were the life of the party. Then one day, you just disappeared. It was like you fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, I kind of did, didn't I?
Yeah? So, like, what happened to you, man?
I'm not sure why I'm even talking to you right now, but here goes nothing. I had a precious piece of pottery that my father gave me, and I used to take it everywhere with me. You know, you don't know the value of something until you lose it.
I don't follow you.
I don't want you to follow me. Anyway, I was hanging out with some friends one time, and I made the choice to put my piece of pottery in a dangerous place.
Not a bright move.
It was disastrous. It fell hard, and my precious piece was damaged. I immediately scooped it up and stuffed it into my pocket. But I knew that it was critically damaged because I could feel the cracks under my fingers.
Yikes, that's no good.
Why am I telling you this again? Anyway, I went home and I rubbed it down with alcohol and tried to clean it up, but the cracks remained. I tried all kinds of ways to try and fix it. Nothing worked. Why, I even tried to bind it to another piece of pottery in hopes that the other piece would support mine. That only served to make the cracks in mine grow bigger. And the other one? Cracks appeared in it as well.
I think I know what you mean. I tried that too. Did you find anything that worked? I might be interested.
Really? So one day, I discovered a letter that my father had given me when he gave me the pottery piece. In it, he told me to go to this place to have it repaired when it became damaged. I'm not sure how he knew that might happen.
This place? Like, right here? This? Potter's house?
Yeah, this place. So I went in and I met the old potter inside, and he's been working at restoring my piece ever since. You want to come in with me? Maybe he can help you with your piece.
In there? With you? No, thank you. I'm doing just fine out here. I'll figure it out myself. Besides, I've heard that he's mean and nasty and has no sense of humor.
Well, you heard wrong. Mind you, he's certainly no stand-up comic. Anyway, are you coming in?
No way. I don't need his help. Thank you very much.
Okay. But if you change your mind, remember, his door is always open.
So, did you get ready yet? I know we've been working at this for a long time, but is it ready? Can I see it? I didn't want it to look like it did before. It was all Fantastic. I see your reflection in here. Look. That is so cool.
Can what is broken become beautiful? Can something that is old and wasting away become vibrant and new? I love new stuff, especially in the spring and at Easter time. Beautiful spring flowers. Beautiful NHL playoff games with exhilarating overtime victories. Beautiful chocolates. Beautiful clothing. Yes, I am wearing a new shirt and a new tie today. Do you want me to model? I'll just, yes, I thought it was green. Apparently it's gray, so I need to work on my colors, but beautiful clothing. It reminds me of the days when men would wear a new suit and women would wear a new dress and a new Easter bonnet. I don't see any Easter bonnets today. I'm very disappointed, but those were the days, weren't they? Speaking of new clothing, I have a niece. Her name is Kelly, and a few years ago, she took on a challenge that continues. And that is to wear a new outfit every day. She can mix and match, but you need to know she is now close to 2,000 days of wearing a new outfit each day. Can you believe it? Speaking of new things, how broken things can become beautiful, reminds me of a couple of years ago, we needed another vehicle. I phoned a fellow here in the city I know, and I said, please don't laugh, but but here's our price range. He said, no, I'm not laughing. Now, you need to know this fellow not only sells used cars, but he has a collision business. So he said to me, John, there's a car that was in a collision. In fact, I've seen a picture of the car, and it was in bad shape. But he said, just give me a couple of weeks. We're going to work on restoring that car, and I can tell you that it'll be as good as new. Well, for the last couple of years, we've enjoyed a Hyundai Acura, and it is a wonderful vehicle. We had seen how what was old and damaged became new and beautiful. Let me ask you another question when it comes to beautiful and new. Can God take what is broken? What's damaged? What just isn't right? Make it into something that is beautiful and new. I love stories. As I said a few days ago, a good story taps into our imagination. Good story also arouses a sense of identifying. You should be able to relate to the characters in a story. I've grown fond of Clay, Broken. What a nickname. And of course, with a surname like Cannabis, Pot, Broken Pot. Did you figure that out? And I look at Clay and I see in him a lot of us. I see a person who has something that is broken. But is it something he possesses that's broken, or is he the broken one? And we've seen how the potter has worked with clay and has given clay a sense of hope. How the potter has taken what is chipped and broken and has all kinds of pieces that are scattered and has shaped and formed it into something that is beautiful and new. And not only that, it's continuing. This work of restoration, this work of transformation is ongoing, and the potter has invited clay to be a part of the process. As a fellow, we didn't see him. His name was Bull. He recognized that something was missing in his life, but he refused to receive the help of the potter. Maybe you can relate or identify with that. One of my favorite characters that first Easter was a woman, Mary of Magdala, Mary Magdalene. Tradition has it that she was a prostitute. She was a woman with a bad reputation. She made a lot of bad choices. She made a lot of poor decisions. She had what would be seen as a bad lifestyle. The reality is she had experienced a lot of abuse. She knew what it was being to be used by others. Really, what she was looking for all her life was somebody who would care. Somebody who would really love her. And then she found Jesus. She began following Jesus. Suddenly, she came to life. She had hope. She had a reason to go on. Then something happened at Calvary. Her hopes were crushed. She was in despair, and with a great disappointment, that first Easter Sunday morning, she went to the garden, to the tomb where they laid Jesus, just to honor him, just to pay her respects. And she discovered that the stone that was guarding the tomb had been removed. And she panicked. Someone had stolen the body. And in her panic, as she's all confused, she sees someone in the distance. In that early kind of fog, she thought it was the gardener. She said, do you know where They've taken Jesus. Who took him? Where is he? I'll get him. And then there's that poignant moment where the gardener was actually our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. One word, Mary. Mary. Mary, who had been weeping, was overcome with joy because she had an encounter with her crucified and risen Savior and Lord. It may seem beyond possibilities, but my prayer is that all of us this morning, this Easter 2017, would have an encounter with the risen Lord Jesus. Another character I think of from Scripture is the Apostle Paul. Paul was the opposite of Mary. Paul was a religious guy. He was a guy who took great pride in doing things right. He had a very narrow, rigid approach to life, and he relied on his self-righteousness. A group was formed that started following this Jesus character, and after he had died, they became a movement, and Paul found that disturbing. He was very skeptical, very cynical, imagining putting your trust and confidence in a dead guy. Paul got so upset that he was hostile to Christianity. Maybe one or two of you are that way. And in fact, Paul was so upset that he wanted to throw these Christians, these followers of Christ, into prison. But he's on his way to Damascus, on the Damascus road to do that. And something happened. It was unexpected. Wasn't part of his agenda for the day. He had an encounter with the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And after that, everything changed. Paul became one of the finest, most dedicated, loyal followers of Jesus Christ. In fact, if you look at Christianity, what was fundamental to this new movement at the time was this unswerving belief in a crucified Savior who conquered death, a risen Savior. And isn't it remarkable that some 2,000 years later, we've gathered here this morning to celebrate the one who died for us, but the one who conquered death. The one who is risen, our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. My question is, what's your story? How do you fit in the Easter story? Some of you may say, you know, I'm very much like Mary. I've made some bad choices. In some ways, I think I've made a mess of my life, and I'm not sure if I'm not beyond repair. I'm not sure, given my situation and circumstances, that I'm beyond hope. But if God could change Mary, maybe He can change me. And maybe you're like Paul today, and you're a skeptic. You're here because someone invited you, and we sure appreciate that you are willing to come here today. I know it's a big deal. Come into a church building. I respect that. And we want to treat you today with dignity and a high regard. But if there's hostility, if there's a sense of animosity towards God, I want to tell you this morning that our Father loves you very much. He's not giving up on you. God is persistent. And if He could take someone like Paul, who to this day is still regarded as the great enemy of the church, if He could take Paul, who was a great enemy, and make him into the spokesman for the Christian faith, Imagine what he can do in your life. And maybe you're like clay. You're a person who knows that beyond broken possessions, there's a brokenness in your life. There's something missing. You're looking for a reason to hope. And like clay, your hope is that the potter can take your life. The Father can take your life and mold and shape it into something beautiful. You want to be part of that agenda that looks at this as a continuing process to keep forming and shaping you into the most beautiful person that you could ever imagine. The text today for this devotional is coming to you a bit later in my talk, but it's kind of my punchline this morning. But instead of this statement, this should and is the biography of every Christ follower. It can be your biography based on how you respond to this devotional today. Let's look at this statement. It'll show up on the screen behind me. It too is taken from 2 Corinthians 5. We've spent the month in this part of the Bible. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Apostle Paul, who we've talked about, says, "Wherefore, if any man is in Christ, he or she is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold," hey, take a look at this, "they are become new." Now, this statement is followed by some truths that we looked at on Good Friday. One of the things that we discovered was that at the cross, God was reconciling the world to himself through Christ. See, part of our brokenness is alienation. Way back in the Garden of Eden, there was a fall. And sin entered into the picture. And because of what happened in that garden, those of us created in the image of God have had that image shattered, severely broken. But we read that God so loves us that he reconciled, he took away that alienation. Now, how could he do that? We considered a statement on Friday that he, that is Jesus, God's Son, who knew no sin, who had led a sinless life, became sin. He became our sin bearer. Did you know Jesus did something for you that you couldn't do yourself? Something that I couldn't do. Some of you are very talented. You may be very successful in a lot of areas, but all of us have sinned and no one can achieve God's standard of perfection. But Jesus stood in your place. He dealt with sin and the consequences of sin. Now let's look specifically at this statement. Paul says, "Wherefore," or "therefore," and this points us back to what Paul has already said. And what Paul has done in chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, he's established the reality of the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus. Now for Paul, the crucifixion and resurrection were a package deal. It's really hard for Paul to make a distinction between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. For Paul, the cross is meaningless without the resurrection. And for you and me, Resurrection Sunday seems a bit foolish if there's no death. So Paul merges these together and establishes that as the basis of Christian life. And he goes on to say that if any man, if anyone is in Christ, this is a wonderful phrase because it includes you and it includes me, it includes people who have lived in the past, it includes anyone who will live into the future. It's a wide open statement. Like the potter's house, the door is open to anyone and everyone. To be in Christ, I'll simply define it as meaning that you put your trust, your confidence, and faith in Jesus Christ. You say, I don't understand all the intricate details, but I accept the fact that years ago Jesus did something that I couldn't do for myself. I entrust my life, my destiny, my future to this Jesus. I put my hope, I put my confidence in him. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. He's a new creation. When God made this world, he looked and said, it's very good. It's very, very good. When a sinner comes to Christ and is in Christ, God says, that is beautiful. That is very, very beautiful. We have been made new, new in Christ. And then in the second part of the statement, and I don't like getting into the intricacies of the Greek text, but in the English text, it really doesn't capture it well in any translation. What you have in the first part of it is an aorist verb. An aorist verb means an action that took place once and in the past. So what is intended here is old things are passed away. This is a past event and a singular event. It is a case where if you are a follower of Christ, in your past, there was a singular event where you, who were broken in sin, became beautiful and new in Christ. That's a singular event. We often call it conversion. And conversion is a beautiful thing. But Paul then does something that should capture our attention. Because at the end of this statement, he changes verb tense. This is now not a singular action, but an action that is continuous and ongoing. The old are become new. In fact, it really means what is old keeps on becoming new. Newer and newer and newer. Which I believe in this statement captures the essence of the Christian life. Did you know there are stages in the Christian life? The Christian life begins with conversion. That's my prayer for some of you today. It's possible, even as you sit in this auditorium, for you to make a decision for Christ. The old things will go away. Guilt, the burden, and the penalty of sin are wiped out like that. But there's a process we call sanctification. Transformation, restoration, and that's ongoing. It's interesting that Paul in other places uses the concept of resurrection. When you are converted to Christ, we're told in Ephesians that God raises you and me in Christ into the heavenly places. That is conversion. But there is a process now where, believe it or not, God is resurrecting the believer in Christ, each and every day. It's an ongoing action. Have you ever heard this statement in Philippians? He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. It conveys a process. In fact, we already looked at a statement in 2 Corinthians earlier at the end of chapter 3 where Paul said, and we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing, newer and newer and newer glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. The sinner who converts, that's a beautiful thing. The person who's being molded and shaped day by day into the image of Christ, who's becoming more and more like Jesus. Wow. That is a beautiful thing. Transformation, sanctification, God resurrects you and me every day. But in 2 Corinthians, Paul also talks not just about conversion and what is called transformation, but glorification. I can look out today and go, there's some beautiful people here today because you become more and more like Christ. We rejoice there was a time where you put your faith in Jesus, and we see that change, and we see how God's at work in your life. But that doesn't compare to the beauty to come. Paul told us in chapter 4 of Corinthians that just as God raised Jesus from the dead, there's coming a day where you are going to be raised. It's not going to be clothed in a new shirt or a new tie, but a new resurrection body. Watch out. I don't know if you're going to be able to leap over high buildings. I don't know if you're going to be able to run faster than the speed of light. But I am thrilled to tell you, having officiated the funeral of my mom a few days ago, talking to the man's yesterday, Paul lost his mother on Friday. Hallelujah. There's going to come a day where there'll be no pain, no sickness, no cancer, no Alzheimer's. Watch out. And you and I will see each other in these new resurrected bodies and go, wow, God has made a beautiful thing. And we will be in the presence of the beautiful one, our Savior and Lord Jesus. His radiance, the wonder of who he is, will fill that place. Are you excited? I sure am. Yeah, I should have said this about transformation. What I really love about the new keeps on coming and keeps on coming, what if you've slipped up? Some of you are saying, John, I put my faith and confidence in Jesus years ago, but I haven't been living for him. I've been going off in my own direction. I've gone back to an old way of living. The potter, God says, it's not finished. Every day can be a new start. You see, conversion isn't the end of the story, it's the beginning. We're a new creation. It's the genesis of who we are. And the exciting thing is, no matter where you're at in your spiritual journey, God wants to do a work in your life. Let me tell you, as we come to a close, a story about a puzzle. Heather just completed putting together a 3,000-piece puzzle. I am not a puzzle guy. After 5 minutes, I'm done. For me, doing a puzzle is the children's puzzle that you can do. Well, children can do it in about a minute. It takes me about five, but I'm not a puzzle guy, but Heather, over a span of actually a few years, and then she intensified it more recently, put together this wonderful puzzle. It's kind of a hockey scene, so of course it's a beautiful puzzle. But she took these pieces and carefully put them together in our basement. And when she was finished, she was eager for me to see it, and I thought, wow, and I told her, This is really beautiful. Great work, Heather. But we didn't want to leave it in the basement. We wanted to do more with it. The problem was is that when we used that puzzle glue, it became attached to the table. And when you tried to move it off the table, it was quite fragile, the pieces. And it started to become detached. And for once in my life, I came up with a brilliant assembly kind of idea. This was the one and only time, and I will boast of it, even if it's Easter Sunday. I said, Heather, what we've got to do to take it to the guy who's going to frame this, we need to take the legs off the table and take it to him on the table. Now, I know that to you seems silly. You've got this 3,000-piece puzzle on an old kitchen table, managing to get it into the back of our van and taking it to the framer. That framer treated it with care. You can imagine if he had dropped it, 3,000 pieces all over his floor. He actually used fish wire take it off the table, to get it flipped onto a working table, and to frame it. We got it framed, looked wonderful, and I'm proud to say that it's displayed in an upper-level room in our home for our enjoyment. Hey, it was beautiful in the basement. It became much more beautiful when it was framed, and I'll tell you, when it's at the high level, what a display of beauty. That's the Christian life. Conversion is wonderful. And if you haven't accepted Jesus today, wouldn't it be thrilling to say that you came to Christ on Easter Sunday? I'd actually have holy jealousy towards you if you made that decision today. I think it would be, I know it would be the best decision you've ever made in your life. Hey, wouldn't it be wonderful today if you go, I've been away from Christ and I'm not sure where I fit. My life is complicated. I've got a lot going on, and I really wonder if I'm beyond repair. The message of Easter is God delights in taking what is broken and making it beautiful. And that's the message some of you need to hear today. Regardless of where you are on the spiritual journey, that's what God wants to do in your life. He's a Father who loves you more than you could ever imagine. Yeah, you've messed up. You made some bad choices. Guess what? All of us are in that place. It's all about God's grace, His mercy, and His love for us. And then we have that prospect of one day we are going to experience the ultimate resurrection in glory. We're going to close the service with a couple of songs. We're going to sing a new song, and the only thing I ask of you beyond thinking about the words is, will you help us really sing it? Like, I'll go full out on the piano and the other musicians will do their part, but we're going to be singing a song called Resurrecting. Isn't that a cool name for a song? The chorus goes, the resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name, that beautiful name we sang about, I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. Guess what? All of us need resurrecting today. If you think you've arrived, if you go, there's nothing more that God needs to do with me, you're sadly mistaken. So this morning, Easter Sunday, let's celebrate like our friend Clay, the potter, our Heavenly Father, who continually resurrects us, giving us hope, inspiration, and encouragement. I asked a question at the beginning. Can God make what is broken into something beautiful? Do you believe that? Some of you aren't sure, and that's okay. That's okay. But allow the Spirit to speak. You know that prompt, that feeling you got right now? I think it's more than just, you can't wait for lunch. It's how the Spirit works. And you know what? If you listen carefully enough, you're going to hear that beyond my voice. Because my spiritual ears are detecting the Lord calling your name. Calling your name, He's saying, you've been away from me for a while. You may think you've given up on me. I will never give up on you. You think you're beyond hope? Not a chance. I'm for you. We're going to get this straightened out. We're going to put you on the right track. Isn't He a beautiful Savior and beautiful Lord? Because it's true. Lord, you make beautiful things out of us. Will you stand for these two songs?
Oh.
beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of the dust. You make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of us. All around, hope is springing up from this old ground. Out of chaos, life is being found in you. You make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of the dust. You make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of us. You
Christ our King. Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ our King.
Your name
is victory. All praise will rise to Christ our King. Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ our King.
The fear that once held off the sway to him who is our peace, his final breath upon the cross is now alive in me.
By your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me. By your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me. By your Spirit I will rise to the ashes of defeat. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me.
The tomb where soldiers watched in vain was borrowed for 3 days. His body there would not remain. Our God has robbed the grave. Our God has robbed the grave.
Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ our King. Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ our King. By your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. Your resurrecting King is resurrecting me. By your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me. By your Spirit I will rise to declare ashes of defeat. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me.
Now, some of you, open your heart. Don't resist that. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. If Christ has not been risen, we've wasted our time this morning. We put out a lot of energy on that last song, but it will be for nothing if Christ is dead. But praise God, God raised Jesus from the dead, and even more good news, he is resurrecting you. This morning, he wants you. He wants you to open your life to him. This needs to be your morning. You've been running too long. You put up a lot of resistance. The more this morning, the Lord's saying, this is the day. This Easter Sunday is the day. For some of you, you feel you're beyond hope. You don't see yourself as religious. Well, that's actually a good thing. Because today we're talking about relationship, not religion. This morning we'd love to see you discover the hope and the joy that's in Christ. God knows the very worst about you and loves you more than anyone could love you. And yes, we have a prospect of ever-increasing beauty. Wait and see. The Lord's not done with you or me yet. Let's pray. So if your eyes are closed and your head is bowed, if Jesus could call out Mary's name at the garden tomb, he can call out your name. He knows where you're at. I wish I knew where you were at. I can guess maybe, but he knows the hurt. He knows the disappointment. Mary was in tears when she encountered Jesus. Clay in our play was in a bad state and discovered afresh that there's a potter who loves him. And we have a potter, we have a master, we have a maker. And he loves you very, very much. I hope you have a happy Easter, wonderful time with family and friends. But above all, my prayer for each one of us is that we'll have an incredible encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one who loves you, who died for you. He conquered death, and he is coming again. All praise goes to Jesus. Father, you hear our prayers. You've been speaking to us all through this service. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for each person who's here today. God, help us to regard one another as the people that you have made. And Father, I thank you that your love extends beyond what we can imagine, that your grace and your mercy is deeper than we could ever think possible. And Father, thank you for the hope that is ours in the Easter story. Jesus, you're a wonderful Savior and Lord. You're beautiful beyond what we could describe. It's in your name we pray, because your name is victory. Amen. Rick, will you lead us in the doxology?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise
thank you for being here with us again this morning, and you are dismissed. If you're able, please stay for a time of refreshment. Otherwise, go out as people of the risen Lord. You are dismissed.